We honor and celebrate veterans and aircraft that served our country over the years. We visit with the Utah pilot who keeps history alive next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
We thank those who have served our country to keep us safe and free. Barry B. Dog Hancock with Worldwide Warbirds shares experiences shared with those who flew and fought in the wars.
Well, there's about 300 in the United States that are airworthy, and they fly anywhere from a couple hours to several hundred hours a year. I guess if I had to pick a category, it's whenever we come across a vet who flew the T-6 and they haven't been around one or flown one for 30 or 40 or 50 years, and to be able to let them go and sit in the airplane, or even better yet, put them in the airplane and take them flying. A lot of them, they get very emotional. There's just some sort of a magic that happens when you connect with these airplanes, and to be able to give that to them and have them relive those experiences of their youth is priceless. We love you guys. Without your service and dedication, we wouldn't be who we are as a country today. And I try every day to honor and remember our veterans, and whether it was World War II or whether it's a veteran of a recent conflict. I take great pride in knowing that our military is out there doing their level best every day to do good in the world. And I'm just thrilled to have any sort of association with it. And I feel a debt of gratitude that I can never repay, but I try and do my part by doing what we're doing here and spreading the good word about our veterans and keeping people in touch with our history.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.